Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend Juwan Hindo is here. Juwan is a new friend of ours, but not for long. She leads the World Community Grid for IBM. IBM's participation and leadership in the World Community Grid, an organization, an effort, and a community that you've heard me talk about on the show before. It's been a while. And my organization was very much involved in this in another time, and I've asked Juwan to join us and tell us more about it, to revive our memories and our participation in the World Community Grid. Juwan Hindo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show.
It's good to have you here, as always. So tell the audience what the World Community Grid is.
World Community Grid is a way for anyone to help scientists tackle all kinds of problems. So if we take our latest project called Open Pandemics, we've partnered with scientists at Scripps Research who are looking for treatment options to fight COVID-19. And this is a form of volunteerism where anyone with a computer or an Android device and
even a smartphone
can actually play a role.
Which are clearly computers.
Yes, absolutely. They are, in some cases, very powerful little computers. So even smartphones can actually help scientists at Scripps hopefully find treatment options for COVID-19.
So people are saying, wait a minute, I don't know anything about diseases. I don't know anything about medicine. My computer is just a little thing. I'm over here in Peoria, Illinois, or Dimebox, Texas. And these researchers are all over the world. What could me and my little world do to help them? What do you think?
Well, the good news is you don't need to have any sort of, you don't need to have a PhD or any kind of scientific or technical background to do this. The way this works is this. If you are a scientist looking for treatment options, for example, for COVID-19, you have to make your way through millions of chemical compounds and figure out which ones might work against the disease. But when there's literally millions to kind of pick from, it's not really practical to do all of that testing in a traditional lab setting. Mm-hmm. That would be super expensive and can take years, maybe even decades. And especially when we're in the middle of a pandemic, that's not really realistic to do. The good thing is that scientists can do a lot of this traditional lab work by simulating it on a computer. So think of it as software that mimics what would happen in the lab. Mm-hmm. And this way, the scientists get to skip a lot of the trial and error, and this helps point them in the right direction.
But they need processing power. They need processing power to do that, don't they?
Absolutely, and that's the challenge. You need a ton of processing power to do this. And most scientists don't typically get their own supercomputer mm-hmm. to do this kind of work at this scale. And that's where you as a World Community Grid volunteer come in. It gives these scientists an opportunity to take these millions of simulations and basically crowdsource them, spread them out through the World Community Grid software application to our community of volunteers.
All right. So how would it remind us how that would happen? So if I just gave you access, I put a little app basically on my computer. You send it to me and I put it on my computer. How does that impact my computer? Does it slow it down? Does it ever take over my computer? What happens?
Yeah, good question. So as a volunteer, once you've installed the software application, then the rest kind of works seamlessly. So when you're using your computer a little bit or not at all, basically whenever your device isn't being fully used, so for example, if I'm checking my email, my computer actually isn't doing very much.
Right.
And so rather than having all of that unused computing power go to waste, why not put it to use by running one of these simulations on behalf of the scientists at Scripps?
So the simulation actually happens on my computer, or a part of it, some component of it, actually takes place on my computer, and then the results are fed back to the grid, to the home, to the head.
Yes, exactly. So as a volunteer, you don't have to be constantly interacting with the software. The software will figure out.
You won't even know what's going on, will you? You won't really even know what's going on.
You can if you want to, but you don't have to. It's not dependent on you sort of interacting
with
the software.
So you can look over there. You can look over there and say, "Hey, I might be curing a disease right now."
Yeah. So you can look into the software to see what it's actually doing, what calculation it's working on, because you get to pick. So the Open Pandemics project I mentioned is one of a number of projects we run on World Community Grid. And you get to pick however many you want to support. So one minute I could be looking for treatment options for COVID-19. The next minute I could be simulating rainfall in sub-Saharan Africa.
Right.
And so the computer, the software knows when to start one of these simulations and also when to back off, because you are using the computer so much that maybe there's nothing, no unused.
So what you need is prime, and what the grid needs is secondary.
Exactly. The priority, of course, is you and what you want to and need to do on your device, and then whatever you don't use, that goes towards the simulation.
We're talking micro stuff here, folks. We're talking tiny, tiny stuff here. We're not talking major. It's not a takeover. And I will tell you, my organization did this for a lot of years. And back then, Juwan, we weren't able to look over. I think your technology wasn't such that we could actually watch it happening. I don't think we even knew what was going on when it was happening. And folks, it was a non-event. I mean, we never really knew, but we knew we were helping. What do you think?
Yeah, and so that's kind of the sort of bare minimum to get involved as a volunteer. But we have plenty of volunteers that go above and beyond. So we have volunteers, for example, who form teams and get their friends and family to join and compete against other teams and rally behind a cause. We have other volunteers use this as a way of learning about the science, too.
I want to come back after the break and talk about that, including I want to ask you whether you can pick and choose. If we like one type of project more than another, could we do that? I'm going to see what Juwan Hundo has to say about that. Joanne Hindo, I should say, is her last name. She leads the World Community Grid for IBM. We're going to be back after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassinger. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.